All right.
It's the Hits 104.9 Off Air Podcast of Visalia. Ooh. Yeah, we're going to have to like trademark that.
This, my friend, is podcast magic number 20.
Wow, you counted? Mm-hmm. Yay. 20 is a good number. Yes. That's a solid number. We're really making it.
We are happening here. We're happening.
Wow.
In our short podcast life, we are happening.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do this or that and explain why.
All right, defend yourself, basically. Yeah. No, fight to the death.
Just explain why, just why you picked that, okay?
All right, I can do that.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Go first. We'll do one and one.
All right, past or future?
Future. I have the potential to come back to the present. I'm assuming time travel. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm taking this. Mm-hmm. I want to... Oh, no, I guess it would be past then, right? Wow. To get the lottery number? No, future. I'm sorry. My brain's not working. Yeah, future. You go to the future. You get the winning lottery numbers. You get the stocks. You get the, what's it called? The sports book from the Back to the Future. Yes. And then you go back to the present. You win big. You live comfortably for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Yep.
That's that was a long trip around the sun.
Yeah.
Mine was future, but only because I know what happens in the past.
Boo. No entrepreneurial spirit there.
I want to see what is happening.
Man, I'm struggling out here. The only thing on my mind is how do I get those lottery numbers?
Dude, I didn't even think about getting some lottery numbers.
Oh, man. Everything is lottery numbers.
Although
right now,
I do need to get some lottery numbers tonight because it's like a bazillion dollars.
Yeah, I think we're up to like the seventh largest jackpot.
1.5 billion. I think.
Yeah, and the one we just had was the sixth largest jackpot. People are.
Win anything?
What?
Did you win anything?
No.
Me neither.
I can't afford to like buy a bunch of tickets though. So
neither do I. When it gets to like $1 billion.
Oh yeah, $20.
I don't even do that. Like five quick picks. That's $10.
Oh, so yeah. I will do like two at a time. If I could find quarters, I'd be like, can I have one lottery ticket, please? Here's my $2.
I did that only because it was out of town. It was in Madera. I was on my way back from Patterson. And I was driving back on Sunday and I was passing by one of those machines, those vending machines. And I stopped at a truck stop to go to the bathroom and get something to drink. And I'm on my way out.
Randy's got to have his little drinky.
Little drinky.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, do I have any money in my pocket? Yeah. I had $2. I'm like, it is meant to be. I have $2.
Yep.
I will get a number.
Yep. No, that's like my go-to quote is like, I found a good parking spot. Time to buy a lottery ticket. My luck is good. But then I won't have any cash. So, yeah.
Easy one. Onion rings or french fries?
French fries.
Yes. Just because they are delectably
delicious. Yeah. I don't hate onion rings, but I feel like there's a formula for a good onion ring.
Yeah.
It's got to be same thing for french fries, though. Like Burger King's french fries, subpar. Let's be honest.
Burger King onion rings? Par.
Yeah?
That's the only onion rings I will eat.
I don't think I've ever tried onion rings from Burger King.
Chopped up. They're not like a full onion ring.
Oh.
It's like chopped up onions.
Interesting.
It's like minced onions in ring form.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So you don't like bite into it and then end up pulling the entire onion out.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's the worst part. See, that's what I'm talking about, the formula.
But then I was at Denny's a while back and I had an onion ring there and it was actual onion ring. Because I hate onions, but for some reason,
when you deep fry them, that changes the flavor.
And then I put some ranch on it, and I dipped it, and I'm like, I'm gonna pull the whole stupid ring out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice, glossy brown coating's all gonna be gone. And no,
really,
yeah.
Oh, I took shout a bite out Denny's.
And it just stayed in its beautiful brown casing.
That's a good feeling. Yeah,
it is. But so yeah, I'm French fries too.
Yeah, they're good.
What
you can't
French
go
fries
wrong.
Though? Where?
Del Taco. This is, let me finish, because you can't just have a Del Taco fry, okay? You got to get it with the green salsa, but they don't always offer up the green salsa. You have to ask for it. But a Del Taco crinkle cut french fry and green salsa is my shit.
Mm.
That is my go-to.
So my go-to at Del Taco are a couple of snack tacos because I'm cheap. Mm-hmm. And also off the $2 menu, I get the three-layer nachos with no beans.
Ooh, that sounds delightful.
Because
I love Del Taco.
They try to kill you with by I imagine them taking a big scoop of beans.
No, no, no.
Bloop,
it's not even a scoop. They literally, they're using their hands and the container they make and just stuffing it full of beans.
But if you get it without the beans, you get it without the beans, and it's just nachos and green sauce and white cheese like you used to get in high school.
Yep. Out of a can. Out of a bag, probably. That's the best cheese.
Probably a bag.
Yeah.
But I agree with you on the fries.
Yeah.
The only thing, every time I buy a $6 macho fry, is I think I can get like 3 bags of Orita fries. And
they're probably the same thing. Yeah, this is true.
Exactly. But they're good.
Yeah.
McDonald's fries, I still think, are really good.
They are, yeah. Especially if you get them fresh. Now, I have a follow-up to this one.
Okay.
I think I might know the answer, but this is relevant to this question.
Okay.
Ranch or barbecue sauce?
Oh, depends what I'm using. Is it chicken nuggets and strips?
French fries, onion rings.
Okay, exactly. Okay, you know, I could go with either, but I would go with ranch.
Yeah, see, I thought you would say barbecue sauce for some reason. The way you talk about barbecue sauce, I'd assume.
Barbecue sauce.
But ranch in those situations, yeah, you can't go wrong with a ranch.
In the onion ring situation, I would definitely go with ranch. French fries, I could go either way.
Yeah.
I would normally go ketchup, though, with French fries.
Boring.
I know.
Boo. All right, I got another one.
Shoot.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Why? Defend it.
Because pancakes, I just like it because the syrup drips off and you can put butter on it and they're just soft to eat.
Yeah.
Where the waffles are okay, don't get me wrong.
Hmm.
But the waffles, you have to really work to make waffles.
Yeah, I get that. I get what you're saying. You need a waffle maker, right? But I like waffles for the exact opposite reason you like pancakes. I like that the holes keep the butter and the syrup all nice and contained. Mm-hmm. And I like a crunch and a soft inside.
See, I like pancakes because they are just like cake.
Soft all the way through, yeah.
Pancake. And they're soft all the way through.
Yeah.
And it's the size of a small plate. And you have like 2 or 3 of those on top of each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty filling.
I think IHOP has the best pancakes hand down. Hands down.
Agree.
Yeah. Denny's close second, but IHOP, man. Oh my gosh.
Denny's are good. And if you get some Bisquick, you can make your own. And it's,
no, it's not the same. I've tried all the recipes online. I don't know, dude. I don't know what they're doing to those waffles,
you know,
or those pancakes.
But it's just Bisquick, right?
Anywhere you go. I don't believe it. They really put love into it.
You think
IHOP.
So?
I do believe with my whole heart. Don't ruin this for me.
I won't ruin it for you.
But I've tried the Bisquick. Bisquick is good. I love me some Bisquick. But IHOP, coming out of the kitchen, fresh, steaming hot, delish.
Let's roll with this. So I got to ask it.
Okay.
Sausage or bacon?
I don't even need to know what the other option.
You don't even need to know bacon?
Sausage.
Oh, crunchy bacon.
All the way. Bacon. No, bacon causes cancer. Fact. Let me pull up a source.
And sausage doesn't somewhere
along the line. Well, I think it has something to do with like the cure.
You know, sausage is like hot dogs. They take all the stuff from
the nasty shit. That's
all
what
the
makes
nasty
it good.
Crap down at the bottom, and they're like, oh, we can make this. We can use this.
But
we
will
make. Let's put it all. Let's use the broom and scoop it all in here.
Yeah.
And we'll make
put it. You know, we're going to take it from the pork chop plant and put it at the sausage plant.
Yes, exactly.
Put it in a case. Yeah. No, it's like a breakfast sandwich. I need substance. So a little strip of bacon ain't going to do it.
One strip?
Where's the flavor?
It'd be like 2 or 3 strips of bacon.
They're thin, though.
You don't like BLTs then, do you?
I do love a BLT, though. I'll be honest. Yeah. My favorite sandwich from Panera right now is their turkey BLT, but that's because it's got turkey. Because if it didn't, where's the bacon?
Yeah, we've already discussed this, and turkey is the way to go when it comes to sandwich.
Yeah.
But
you got to have mayonnaise. Nitrites in bacon cause cancer. Yeah. Fact. Source, the University of Hertfordshire. Let's see if sausage.
Am I eating bacon
cancer
every day? No.
I know. I have no room to talk. Actually, any processed meat has nitrites.
Yeah.
Which cause cancer.
Yeah.
Ugh. The world today.
We all have a death sentence.
Ugh.
Why can't all the good stuff be good for you?
That's why it's good stuff. That's exactly why. Okay.
I guess.
I got another one.
Shoot.
Would you rather drive or be the passenger?
Do I know who's driving?
Nope.
If it's not me. I'd rather drive.
Hmm.
Must be in control.
Hmm. I think that says a lot about you, Randy.
I dry safely. I try to anyway.
You should talk to your therapist about that.
Yeah.
You need to be in control.
It's come out.
Not so subconscious.
There's some things I need to be in control of, and that's my driving, not my subconscious.
Like my life, yeah.
Yeah, my life would be great too. Mm-hmm. That's never going to happen either. Cinderella or Snow White?
Cinderella.
Really?
It's a more active control over your destiny. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, a little, don't know.
The Wicked Witch gave her apples.
Yeah, she passed out. And it was like cheesy. Really, the original is real dark.
Yes.
It's not just a kiss.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Grimm Brothers, there's a reason they call them Grimm, and it's not their last name. Right. It is their last name, actually. But
I go back and forth with this one, but I think I'm going to agree with you, Cinderella.
Yeah. I don't know.
More control.
And, I don't know, a happier ending, I guess. You just see more with Cinderella. She's got all her rat friends.
And he's looking if he really loves her, because he's really looking for the glass slipper. Who is it fit?
Exactly. Exactly. And it wasn't creepy. Like, the guy just rolled up on Snow White.
I think her sisters were creepy in Cinderella.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll never get over the image of Bob.
Yeah.
Don't like feet anymore.
You got some nasty old, big old fat.
They called them sausage toes.
Yes.
Yep. You got sausage toes.
Okay.
I'm speaking of sausage, yeah. All right.
Sausage.
Carpet or wood floors?
If this were 10 years ago, I would say carpet, but today I say wood floors.
Defend.
Because carpet gets crap in it
and
stuff that you can't see and you can't pick up with. Even a good vacuum will pick everything up.
Right.
And then you have to get a rug doctor. Like, I had to buy a rug doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then it still didn't pick everything up. So you go over the floor again. And then you go over the floor again. And then you go over the floor again until you realize you're never going to get it dirty. You're never going to get it clean. All you're going to do is lighten the dark water up.
Know
what I'm saying?
No, I know what you mean. Yeah. I learned this because my house is old. And the people who owned it previous to us, I'm sure, replaced the carpet, but you probably couldn't tell.
Was it green?
Close.
Okay, they didn't replace
it. It's brown carpet, but it's nasty. Anyway, carpet expires.
Yeah.
Carpet breaks down.
Oh, yeah.
And it will expire. And, you know, you have to replace flooring. You know, it's not going to last a whole lifetime. Maybe one day. See, that's why you go to the future, get that idea, bring it back to the present, become a millionaire. But anyway, the wood floors are easier to clean. And you can tell when they're dirty, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like motivation to keep it clean.
It's always freaking dirty, too.
Yeah, wood floors do get dirty really quick. I had wood floors, but it is like a reminder to...
We've got like two Swiffer wet jets
in
our house, and we're constantly trying to clean the floors.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't.
Yeah.
But I like the floors, the wood floors, better than the carpet. For that reason, though, because at least you can somewhat clean it, and you can see the dust. You can see that you can clean it up. I mean, carpet gets these little dust mites and stuff in them and all that stuff,
well,
too.
And also,
if you're allergic to stuff, carpets are bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
They hold on to those things. But also, like, I have wood floors in my bedroom, but carpet in our living room, and I impulsively did not have the money to do so. Put it on a credit card, instantly regretted it, but it made up for it. I was so mad about sweeping the wood floors in my bedroom. I was so mad. I went out and I dropped $500 that I didn't have on the Dyson cordless vacuum. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I clean my bedroom floors like every other day, maybe every day, and it takes 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Versus vacuuming the living room, that's a 20-minute job at least.
Mm-hmm.
So the ease factors into it as well.
Here's how much I used to love vacuuming. We would buy a new vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, everybody out of the way.
You sound like Anthony, 100%.
And then, especially when it had those little plastic cylinders, those clear cylinders came out.
Yeah.
And then you would just like slowly run the vacuum cleaner over the carpet. Oh my God, look
so
at this.
So satisfying.
Look at this tunnel of dirt. No, I was like disgusted. I'm like,
oh yeah.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Do
until
it again.
Until it's clean.
Do it again.
Yep.
If you need me for the rest of the night, I will be over here next to the vacuum. And this is the only time I'm going to do it because it's new and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But look at this. And then you're just like, look at that. Half of a garbage can full of hair and dust and dirt and all that nasty stuff.
We were living in this. I can't believe it.
When we lived in a duplex, they did not replace the carpet as they're supposed to. I won't say where or who took care of that. But And we were in this duplex for a long time, and the carpet broke down, and then it was like, you know, it wasn't shag, but it was kind of
fuzzy. It was long, yeah.
And there was like a 3 or 4 inch section where it just kind of like all wore out and all came off.
Man.
Where the seam was at. And so that would always get dirty.
Yeah.
And then we take the rug doctor and clean it and try and clean it again, try and clean it again. And then after a while, pieces of the carpet just kept coming up.
Because man.
So old and rotted.
Gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then they replaced it and put wood floors in.
We're going to have to do a flooring episode. Because we have.
Yeah.
We've got strong opinions on flooring, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh man, I have more to add to that. Like, this is not the podcast.
So in our living room, we got a rug. An area. I mean, it's a big ass rug.
Yeah.
I got it at auction for like $25. But I looked it up.
That's a steal.
It's a $400 rug.
Yeah.
It's a rugs big are expensive. Ass, big ass rug.
Yeah.
And that has helped a lot.
I bet. I love a rug. I do.
Rugs are nice in the living room or something.
And then you can just like
roll it
some
up
of
and
them.
Toss it when it's time.
Exactly. Yeah. They do have Ruggable now, which are washable rugs.
Really?
Yeah, they're expensive though. I haven't invested in one yet, but thinking about it, because I mean, nothing like a freshly washed piece of carpet.
Well, I couldn't believe it. I was like, I got the deal of the century here. I got like a $20 rug or a $400 rug for like $20.
Yeah, that's a steal.
Never
should have bought a lottery ticket.
Rolled up, should have bought a lottery ticket. Yeah, my luck will never come through.
That is your lottery win right there in the form of a rug. Yeah. All right, I think you'll like this one.
Shoot.
Chicken nuggets or chicken fingers?
Oh, hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one.
This is a tough one for me, too, because I was like, you know, a chicken finger is real hearty.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like snacking on a nugget.
Right.
Like,
oh, damn.
So different. Yeah.
Well, if I have barbecue sauce to dip in it, either is good.
Yeah, but you don't.
I know.
And let's up the steaks.
Oh, no.
Whichever one you don't choose, you can never eat again.
Are they boneless?
Yeah, of course.
Hmm.
Of course.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the nuggets because that's just old school in the way that I think it should be.
I agree. I would say, you know, it's the, you know, the meat to coating ratio, very solid on a nugget. You can't go wrong. Sometimes you want a little bit more meat. That's where you go with the chicken finger. But the chicken nugget, classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah, I'd have to go with the nugget.
Yeah.
I'm down with it.
Okay. Glad we got that figured out.
So I know,
you can never have chicken fingers ever again.
Glad we could figure out the world's problems. So when we go have lunch, we know
right?
We'll just get nuggets. Let's just go to McDonald's. I'd like a 40-piece chicken nuggets, please.
And a large fry.
Mm-hmm. And large Diet Coke.
I was going to say, and a little drinky drink for Randy.
Drinky drink. Speaking of which, soda or juice?
Ooh, juice.
Soda.
Peach juice.
Soda.
Peach juice.
Soda
apple
or tea?
Apple juice. Oh, I went on an apple juice kick.
Yeah.
It's so hydrating. Love the feeling of
because there's sugar in apple
yeah,
juice.
Natural sugar
and
minerals.
And it makes you want to drink more.
Yeah. What, like soda doesn't? My goodness.
Well,
higher
you know.
Than thou, he said, well, from his know. High soda horse.
Well,
yeah.
This is why I don't drink coffee, because I get my caffeine from my soda.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I try not to drink soda like all day anymore. Mm. Back in the day, I would drink like Mountain Dew and stuff to stay awake when I did mornings. But
yeah.
Now I like try to have like one diet soda a day.
Yeah. I like a root beer or Dr. Pepper every once in a while.
I will go a little crazy with the root beer every great stinking now and then.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper, I can't wrap my head around. I just can't do it. Cannot do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it started out as an elixir and all kinds of stuff, but
yeah.
Can't do it. But my mother-in-law, she loves Dr. Pepper. That's
my sister.
All she ever drinks.
My sister, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm. The people who like Dr. Pepper love Dr. Pepper.
It is an acquired taste.
You don't halfway like, you can't just go and like, oh, you know,
I don't
sure,
see,
Dr. Pepper.
I don't
no.
see anyone getting better over this drinking Dr. Pepper, though.
Mm-mm.
So I don't think this elixir thing is actually working out.
No, no. All right, Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Which Batman? Live action.
Michael Keaton Batman.
Ooh, interesting.
Because he had a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Had a Robin.
Where Christian Bale didn't really have a sense of humor. He was
no,
so serious.
Very one-sided, yeah. Well, so did Robert Pattinson's, new Batman. Very detective-y.
Serious,
but Christian Bale didn't even have the detective element.
Dark, dark, dark.
Yeah.
Dark. I know it's kind of
that.
It's meant to be dark.
Yeah,
but
not,
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I mean, I just saw him before that in like Mr. Mom or something. So Michael Keaton, I think he's a good Batman because he's serious when he needs to be, but also is a little bit more lighthearted than the other ones were.
That's a good point.
And costumes, I thought, were more closer to the comic book. And I know it looks like they're kind of all the same, but the weapons he used and the vehicles he used, you know, they were from a different time.
So. Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I like Val Kilmer's Batman because Val Kilmer is super cute.
See, I liked Val Kilmer's Batman only because he showed a little bit more personality, too.
Mm-hmm. We got to see more of the Bruce Wayne in those older movies anyway, you know?
I really saw Val Kilmer as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Where Michael Keaton was, he was Bruce Wayne, but he was more of a lighthearted Bruce Wayne. Where Val Kilmer was just like, my parents died. And I'm going to live with this for the rest of my life, Bruce Wayne. Just like, this is always going
to
haunt me.
Starting that trek to the dark Batman times. Yeah.
But Batman, you?
I agree. Batman.
Batman.
Yeah, I've always liked Batman.
I thought so. I remember seeing some pictures of you actually in the
Several
studio.
Batman
at Halloween
masks.
Time
yeah.
Batman
oh,
masks.
Yeah. Hopped on that trend real quick. I said 10 days of Halloween.
Swimming pool or the beach?
Beach. Wait, is the swimming pool private or is it like a community pool?
It's in your house. That's your house.
No, I'm sorry. Beach. I had a pool. I swam in it twice. Hated it. It was so expensive. Mm-hmm. A homeless lady peed in it one time. So, you know.
This was your backyard pool?
Yeah, we lived off of West Main Street. Right next to the sheriff's department, right behind, like a canal literally ran like outside of our fence. And so we would get
people. You told me this story. Yeah. I remember this back in the day when you were here, the first time around.
Yeah. We would get, I was like, Randy, I'm moving. You're never going to guess what happened. Yeah. It's traumatizing. Yeah. So we like, you know, would get people coming out of the sheriff's department and they would just like sleep at the canal outside of our fence and then hop in the pool to take a bath. And
that's crazy. Right?
Yeah.
Did they have to hop the fence?
Yeah. Yeah. They would just drag the trash cans over. Really? Cause we had it wasn't wood fence. It wasn't chain link or anything. It was like the metal, like bars, wrought iron fence. Yeah, and so it was like hard to climb, easy to see through, but they would just drag the trash cans over, hop the fence.
I keep hearing, I want a swimming pool.
First of all, there's
no room in the backyard for a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Except for the swimming pool, and there would be no yard. Second of all, it'd be too expensive to keep up.
It's so expensive. And you don't use it as often as you think you will. You're like, oh, it's so hot outside. I want to go for a swim. Yeah, but do you have the energy? You know, it's not just about how hot it is.
Well,
it's so time consuming. You got to change in your swimsuit. You got to get out. You got to shower. It's a process.
And during the summer, the swimming pool is probably pretty hot, too.
Yeah.
And during the winter, unless you have a heated pool, it's freaking cold and you're not going to use it.
Yeah. So. But, I mean, it was fun for a minute, but I would never have a pool again.
Yeah,
so,
I just can't see the upkeep on it. It would just be so expensive.
Yeah, and not to mention the cost of actually getting a pool, like, dug and paved and everything. Filled. Gosh, thousands of dollars of water, I'd bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the upkeep every month.
Mm-hmm.
Just like...
Plus the energy bill.
Just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless it was ran solar.
Yeah.
Because a lot of pools the pumps are being run solar these days.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it's just a couple of panels on top of the...
They weren't when I was paying my electric bill back then in the day.
That always turns me off.
Yeah,
so
not good.
So 5 seconds into that, thinking, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, no, it'd be nice for a minute.
For a minute?
Yeah.
Pirate or Viking?
Viking.
Yeah?
Yeah, because of the show.
Vikings. Oh. Sound like Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I if you would have asked me that 10 years ago, it would have been pirate 100%. I had like Jack Sparrow t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a big Jack Sparrow fan.
Oh, wow.
Now I'm a Vikings fan.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? I did my 23andMe DNA test. We've got like, I could... Yeah, Scandinavian, Norwegian, very small percentage, but I mean, I guess the odds, because a majority of my DNA is like the Azores Islands, mm-hmm. they're islands, I guess there is a good chance I could have had pirate relatives as well, right?
The Azores are beautiful. I've seen pictures.
Yeah, I want to go, but yeah.
I know many people that have been back there, mm-hmm. and they just love it. A couple people that I know have actually moved there.
Ooh. Yeah, I know a few people who've done that too.
Probably the same people.
Yeah, probably. Tulare County, so small. Portuguese.
Yep.
Wow. Hot dogs or corn dogs?
Oh, damn. That's the chicken nugget question all over again.
I had to take a few food questions off because I was like, there's too many food questions on here. But I like this question.
Hot dogs or corn dogs?
Yeah. Costco hot dog.
I will say, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say corn dog. Mm. But I'm just saying, like, Costco hot dogs versus the best corn dog you've ever had from the fair, whatever it is. Yeah, they're both really good.
Mile High corn dogs are good.
Yep.
I'm going to say hot dog because I like the bun.
Mm. I'm going corn dog because I love the crispy coating.
The crispy coating is beautiful if it's done right.
If it's done right, that is the key. Yeah. Same thing about a hot dog, though. Right. If it's done well.
Costco's pretty much got locked in.
Yeah. You know what I get from Costco is the chicken bake. We've been over this. I'm not a Costco hot dog gal. I'm a chicken bake gal.
Pizza is good, too.
Yes. At Costco. Yeah. So
can't
good.
Go wrong with anything, really, at Costco.
No, yeah. Saying. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
Is good. Or the yogurt, I guess it is now.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Greek yogurt. Yeah. I don't like it. Let's finish up with my food questions.
Throw some strawberries in it. You'll like it. Yeah, it's good. Chocolate.
Okay, so on that note, sweet or savory?
Sweet, because savory is just, it stays with you for too long if it's that savory.
See, I'm the opposite. I do savory because I cannot take, like, I can do sweet, but only a little bit. It's just, it's too...
Are we going
sweet
like someone
for
put
me.
Too much sugar in the tea sweet? If
no,
we're doing that,
like,
then I will go savory.
Like every meal, not too sweet, but like, you know, if every meal is sweet or you have to have something sweet with every meal, like I'd rather have savory foods consistently.
If you put it that way, yeah, I would go with savory too.
Well, what would you rather eat if you had like food genie, just... Whatever you want, whenever you want, magic wish, 1, 2, 3, snap, and it's there. Would a majority of your choices be savory or sweet? Think of it like
savory.
That. Savory. Yeah. See, savory. Yeah. So, gotcha. This is frozen yogurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Nice call.
Since we're staying on savory, pizza or calzone? I like this one.
Pizza.
That's easy for you. I like a calzone. I like the idea of it being a sandwich.
It's a pizza pocket.
Mm-hmm. But a big one.
It is a big sandwich, mm-hmm. pizza sandwich. But you can make the pizza a calzone just by a floor.
No, not the same.
Eating it like a taco.
It is the stuffing to dough ratio that really makes a calzone a calzone. Mm-hmm. And the little folding on the edges.
You like taquitos too?
I love taquitos, yeah. Okay, so I hate tacos, love taquitos.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
I had a tornado, a couple of tornadoes, pepperoni good. Tornadoes.
I don't know about the pepperoni one, the chicken.
The other day.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you, 7-Eleven's little food stand, mm-hmm. if you're ever in the mood for just some trash food and you can't get to a burger stand, 7-Eleven, AMP, gas station food,
mini
man,
tacos.
It hits sometimes.
Mini
yeah.
tacos from 7-Eleven were good.
Yeah.
Had a few of those. The Jacket Box mini tacos are better.
But I've heard those are great.
You get like 20 of them for like $5. One of the few things that you can get cheap at Jacket Box these days. But
I know. Their prices have gone way up.
They have.
Yeah.
All right, one more.
Okay. Gummy worms or gummy bears?
Gummy bears.
What?
Bears.
What?
Bears.
But the worms, you get two colors.
But
it's
the bears are
like
more
getting...
savory than the
Ah, see, I don't know about that. I like the mix match. You can only eat half of it. You can eat whole of it. You can bite them in half and stick them together with different colors. Gummy worms, so much more fun.
A gummy worm sticking out of your mouth does not look attractive. Just
you know,
saying.
I'm about the adventure more than the aesthetic. And a gummy worm, adventurous.
If you're about the adventure, then have at it. But gummy bear, I'm just like. I want to pop something in my mouth and chew on it for a little while.
Real quick.
Gummy bear.
Yeah. Ooh, Swedish fish.
The red ones and the orange ones. Swedish fish are good.
They're 10 out of 10.
I've been on hot tamales here lately. I get on a hot tamale kick.
That's a good
I know
one.
They're bad for you. Red dye number 3 or whatever it is.
Red
but,
40. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank
Ask
you.
Ask Anthony about that. He's got all the info.
I know. I'm going to die of cancer because of that too.
And your bacon and bacon. Yeah, whatever else.
It's going to be your red sodas, 40 because I've had that more. Yeah, the soda.
Everything kills us.
I've cut down in the last few years. I used to drink nonstop.
I've been so good.
I really have been.
Yeah.
Why do we feel like it's I'm not in therapy enough. Right now?
Yeah. Let's bring out that need to control things, Randy.
Let's work on that for a minute. Let's talk about your childhood.
Yeah. Yes. We'll have to do one of those.
Shasta.
We should bring in a therapist for a podcast episode.
We'll have to.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when I grew up, it was nothing like, it was not Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Coke. Shasta. Because everything was off brand. Yeah. Everything was off brand.
Yeah. Nothing like a, what is Shasta's, you know what? I'm not even going to try.
We'll sit here all day talking about it. Yep. We will. So that's the end of this or that. And wow, we went a long time.
We did like 10 minutes on carpet alone.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We got off on the side of the road there with the carpet. But that's a podcast in itself. And so is another this or that. So
yep.
If you've got some this or that, let us know. Email us.
Catch you next time.